AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump is digging himself deeper and deeper and deeper into a hole with Iran.
The Iranian regime that the U.S. is trying to negotiate with is even more hardline than when Trump began the war. Iran's hold over Hormuz has gotten even stronger. Iran maintains its economic stranglehold on the world, firing on more merchant ships in the Straits of Hormuz earlier today.
The ceasefire has been extended and no new talks are scheduled. Iran fired on 3 ships in the Strait of Hormuz today. Pakistan had planned to host a second round of talks, but the White House suspended Vice President J.D. Vance's planned trip to Islamabad. Authorities say 2 people are dead, 19 more taken to the hospital after a chemical leak at a plant in West Virginia. Wildfires burning across the South are intensifying. Nearly 50 homes have been destroyed in Georgia. Homes have been evacuated in Georgia and Florida. Seth Hawkins is with the Georgia Forestry Commission.
The blow up, if you will, for this fire definitely is a function of the winds picking up. The humidity is probably about 50-55% right now. It's probably going to drop down to like low 40s this afternoon. So we get this low humidity, we get this breeze pickup, and these drought conditions. It's just a perfect formula, right, for a wildfire to blow up.
Some of the biggest fires are burning around Jacksonville, Florida. An appeals court blocked a California law passed last year requiring federal immigration agents to wear a badge or some kind of identification. The Trump administration filed a lawsuit challenging the law, arguing it would threaten the safety of officers who are facing harassment, doxing, and violence. In Colorado, a local DA says an immigration officer has been charged with assault after an investigation into treatment of protesters outside an ICE facility. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Flooding is a big problem in Michigan.
Large chunks of ice have rammed into homes along Michigan's Black Lake in the northeastern Lower Peninsula. That's as constant spring rainfall and winter melt have flooded homes and threatened to overflow stressed dam systems.
These are ice sheets. Yeah, they're massive. The pictures don't do it justice.
Michigan resident Christopher Narsessian.
They're, you know, mini glaciers, if you will. They just run down everything in their path. Nothing can stop that kind of weight.
Photos and video posted to social media show ice sitting inside living rooms after it busted through windows and doors. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared a state of emergency in Sheboygan and more than 30 other Michigan counties due to flooding this month. I'm Haya Punjwani.
A new study says more than 17 million people along the Atlantic and Gulf Coast are at highest risk of being affected by flooding. New York and New Orleans stand out. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.